Parshas Bamidbar, it says, Ve'esch itchem yiu ishish lamata ishish lebeis havoisav hu. Each one man from each tribe, each man should be the head of his family. This shows you the idea of yichus, but there's two opposite points in yichus. One is, yes, to take pride that we are the children of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and if you are fortunate enough to be a descendant of big tzaddikim over the generations, it is indeed a big schus, but it's very important to recognize whether you have large yichus or not. The key really is to make yourself. People have often big yichus based on a tzaddik that they come from, but that tzaddik himself made his own yichus, and that's the main lesson of what we need to learn. Very often, someone would be arrogant and say, you know, I come from great people, and your ancestors are nothing compared to my ancestors. But if a person's not worthy, basically, he's told, you know, you did come from a long line of great people, but the line ended with you. If you don't behave properly, then the line ends with you. My family tree, I may not have yichus, but begins with me, because I'm going to make my own yichus. And that is a very, very important key. Each person, regardless of whether they have big yichus, not big yichus, you need to be the head of your own family lineage. You yourself become an elevated person in your own right. Then your descendants will be proud to consider you their ancestor. So instead of boasting about prominent lineage, focus on making yourself an elevated person. Famous story, again, it's hard to know the verification of these stories, but the concept is there. The Maggid from Mizrich, he was a young boy, 5 years old. A fire destroyed his parents' house, and he noticed his mother was really, really crying and in anguish. And he asked her, why did he feel so bad? And the mother said, I'm not in pain because of the loss of the house, but we had certain documents that traced our lineage back to great Talmidei Chachamim and Tzadikim over the Doros, and we lost that document in the fire. So the five-year-old son told the mother, don't worry, the distinguished lineage will now start from me. And that's really the healthy outlook of it. Another Musa Haskel brought down in our parsha, it says that the Mate Levi was not counted, the Shevet Levi was not counted with the rest of Klal Yisrael. Rashi says, brings a Medrash, that the reason why Shevet Levi was not counted is because Hashem saw that everyone over 20 years would die in the 40 years that the Eden were in the Midbar, from 20 to 60. And he said the Levium should not be counted among them, so you shouldn't be included in them, because their mind, because they did not transgress the Cheta Egel. So the question arises, though, it's hard to understand this, because the Gezerah that they were going to not live between 20 and 60, they would not survive and go to Eretz Yisrael, was not because of the Egel. It was because of the Chet HaMeraglim. So Rashi should have said that the Levium did not transgress the Chet HaMeraglim. That was the cause of them not going into Eretz Yisrael. Not that they didn't sin in the Chet HaEgel. So the Sifti Chachamim writes that in truth, the Levium, unfortunately, were also a nichshol in the Chet HaMeraglim. They also accepted that negative report. But the Gzeira was because of the Tziruf. The Egel started it, and then the spies, the Meraglim, sealed that Gezerah. And the Levium were not guilty of the Chet HaEgel, although they were guilty of the Chet Meraglim, they weren't included in that Gezerah. You see from here, though, Baruch Sirotzkin brings down, that you see the danger of listening to Lashon Hara. Although the Levium had the strength of character not to sin when others sinned, Benegeh, the Chet HaEgel, they still fell prey to accepting Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. You see how far one needs to be careful, how so careful one needs to be of not to speak Lashon Hara. People rationalize they're listening to Lashon Hara, that they never really believe it, they're only listening, but they won't accept that what they hear as truth. But merely listening Lashon Hara without believing is also usher. Look at all the Gedarim in the Chafetz Chaim. Only in certain unique situations where it may affect you in the future and be, you know, that could harm you, you have to learn those halachas. But the idea is one needs to be extremely careful to stay away from the Issa Lashon Hara. Another Musa Haskell from our Parsha is when it says Matei Zvulun, it doesn't say a Vav there, Matei Zvulun. The Baal HaTorah mentions that. All of them have a Vav before, connecting each Sheva to the other. The Torah adds a Vav. That they're separate, but they're also together. Regarding Zvulun, does not have a Vav. It says Matei Zvulun without a Vav. Why? Because the Shevet Yisachar that's mentioned right before them were Isaac completely in Torah, while Shevet Zvulun were Isaac in being Machzik the Torah, supporting them and Yisachar. And because Zvulun allowed Shevet Yisachar to study Torah, they're considered like one Shevet. Yisachar and Zvulun is considered like one Shevet because their Schar is equal. Look in the Baal HaTorah. So Rechaim Shmulevitz used to say on this, that just like those who support Torah financially have a schus of limud haTorah because of, to those who they support, anyone who influences another person to study Torah also shares the merit of that person. And when you're in yeshiva, those listening that are still in yeshiva, by being ma'ar others to learn, or even if you're not, by being ma'ar others to join shiurim, to listen to Torah, to learn Torah, and increase Torah, that is a tremendous, tremendous schar. And that's something also to understand. Another yesod of Musa Haskel is when Hashem made the golem, right? That King Chanul, the Gneim, Chinaso, Ishla Mishpachli, Abes Avaisav, they had these certain flags, these degolim, and that's the way they traveled, and that's the way they were together, each person with their own family. And it, the Torah praises Klal Yisrael that they listened to Moshe about this. So what was the greatness of Klal Yisrael that they listened to Moshe on this? And this teaches us they did not argue over it. Who's going to be in the front? Who's going to be in the back? Who's going to be in the east? Who's going to be in the west? They accepted the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they did not complain and did not argue. They ended up not in the Mizrach. They ended up in Tzafain. They were happy the fact they were Tzafain. And this is a Musa Haskel also to us. Unfortunately, in many places, arguments do come up when people aren't satisfied with their seating arrangements in shul or wherever it is. And sometimes it's arrogance and seeking honor. One has to be very, very careful with that. And remember, like the Gemara in Tainis Chaf Aleph on the Bay says, it's not the Mokim that honors the person. It's the person that honors the Mokim. If a person is honorable because of his wisdom, because of his Chachma, then wherever he is, that place is his Kavod. That is where he is to be. And that is the Yesod of that. Another big Musa Haskel, we'll be signing with this, is you learn from here how to respect a person's privacy. You see clearly here, Rashi says that the Levim were counted from the age of 30 days. And Moshe asked Hashem, how will I enter those private tents to know how many infants there are? And Hashem said, you do what's required of you, and I will take care of the rest. And what happened was, is Moshe walked in front of each tent, and a baskel came out with the number of people who live there. And again, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Pia Shmua, he said, here you see a major yesod in Derech Eretz, that although Moshe had a mitzvah to count the people, he felt it was wrong to invade their privacy. Each tent belonged to that person, and you respect the individual person and their family. So Hashem changed the whole Seder in counting the Levim above Teva to count them in a way where Moshe stood and the Baskel gave him the number, the name, and the amount of people that were in the tent. You see, Rechaim used to say this to be mazer people, warn people, don't behave in a way that you intrude in other people's privacy. Always respect other people's privacy. A person's privacy is a very important emotional need. If a person didn't do anything wrong, doesn't want other people to pry into his private matters out of curiosity, that's a right, and the Torah honors that right, and we have a chiv to respect that person's privacy. That even Moshe Rabbeinu himself, the leader of the people, and Hashem gave him a tzivoy, count them, held back from entering the people's homes when he felt that this would cause them discomfort or uneasiness. The key is you don't allow curiosity to cause any suffering to others. This is not even when it doesn't entail Lashon Hara. You respect other people's privacy as best as you can. and you honor other people's privacy as best as you can. From here, we also know, by the way, that when someone tells a person a secret, when they do confide in another person, to really hold that sacred and precious, because it is precious in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each individual and each person's individuality and the privacy that they want to keep for themselves is precious, and it shows derech eretz and kavod when you respect other people's privacy. Bracha and atzlacha, have a wonderful Shabbos.